A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, if I preach the gospel, this is no reason for me to boast, for an obligation has been imposed on me, and woe to me if I do not preach it. If I do so willingly, I have a recompense, but if unwillingly, then I have been entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my recompense? That when I preach, I offer the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. Although I am free in regard to all, I have made myself a slave to all, so as to win over as many as possible. I have become all things to all to save at least some. All this I do for the sake of the gospel, so that I too may have a share in it. Do you not know that the runners in the stadium all run in the race, but only one wins the prize? Run so as to win. Every athlete exercises discipline in every way. They do it to win a perishable crown, but we an imperishable one. Thus, I do not run aimlessly. I do not fight as if I were shadow boxing. No, I drive my body and train it, for fear that, after having preached to others, I myself should be disqualified. The Word of the Lord. And so this first reading of today shows Paul offering a nicely condensed synthesis of what it means to be a Christian in a holistic sense. He speaks of his duty to preach, his duty to put himself in the service of all, his obligation to keep himself disciplined so as to be able to give selfless service, all of which is part and parcel of an authentic Christianity. There is much topically here in this passage, but I want to focus for this particular reflection on just the beginning intriguing insistence of Paul in not taking any type of credit for his preaching, and for clearly seeing the role of preaching as stewardship of a gift and grace. And there is a key mystical insight as part of this backstory, for we must be reminded that Paul had a direct experience of the living God in Christ, not only on the road to Damascus, but even an ongoing mystical connection as revealed in 2 Corinthians, with Paul admitting that he had been taken up to the third heaven. So this is truly a man with an ongoing, abiding mystical connection to the Christ, a connection that informs his communication to the fledgling Christian communities. And it is from this mystical communion that Paul is able to both do his duty, to be open to the Spirit and preach it, and in one sense, to then forget about it. He is not tied to either the methodology of his preaching nor to the results. He trusts God completely in and for everything. Paul is not attached to his preaching, for he, of course, is not in control of the Spirit. How many of us, if we have had the privilege of preaching, have gotten attached to the preach words that come out of our mouth? How many of us have admitted to their cleverness, either publicly or privately, their depth of insight, or at the very least, their basic power? Do we betray an attachment when we either feel proud when our preachings are referred to in a complimentary way, or maybe offended when they are ridiculed or misinterpreted? Today, Paul's great gift to the Dominicans and to all preachers who may be listening to this passage is his awareness of the spiritual network, the communion that is the existential reality for all those graced in the Spirit. It is from this communion, shared between believers but grounded in the Spirit of God and Christ, that Paul speaks. And Paul is so acutely aware of the transcendent origin of the gospel words and the potential universality of the gospel insight, that he firmly realizes that he is, in a sense, along for the ride. For the spirit truly blows where it will, and yet it never blows outside of the consciousness of the faith community. Paul has confidence that whatever he speaks in truth not only contributes to the deepening of communion amidst the body of believers, but that truth itself, the pre-existent Word, is the foundation to the communion that exists already and forever. The community, the network of the Word, is always among us and yet always beyond us, and certainly always beyond our control. So today, let us simply be reminded that we are bound together in love, and it is love itself that gives all insight and all impetus to formation of true community. All we have to do is be open and stay disciplined in mind and body so we can remain truly open in peace. In the end, when all insight is spent and all the words are said, in what is there to boast? Only in the Lord, the Alpha and Omega of thought, word, and deed.